I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. Kids Rock Cancer is a music therapy program, and vocalist Aaron Bodie and Brian Owens, along with jazz pianist Peter Martin, are performing in a benefit concert at the Sheldon next week, and they're going to join us later to talk about that. But first, I would like to gently remind our listeners to mind their P's and Q's. Whatever happened to manners? Max and Louis Productions presents Mrs. Mannerly. That's going to open, would it be next Thursday?
Thursday the 23rd.
At Coca's Black Box Theater. That is actress Donna Weinsting. Also, actor Charlie Ingram are here. They're part of the cast. They are the cast.
They are.
And the show's director, David Helmsley Caldwell. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you very much.
All right. We have a problem, don't we?
What's that?
Maybe I should be more specific. With manners, generally, you hear that a lot. So who do we blame it on? Is it social media, poor parenting skills? Where'd this start?
I think it's a combination of all, but I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that we are such a busy world now. We don't take the time to stop and have good manners anymore. We're on our way somewhere. We've got something to do. We're busy.
David, what do you think? Sometimes I think, is that just what older people say? You know, boy, they didn't have manners like when I was young.
Well, it seems like the manners are going by the wayside with every generation coming up. But I think mostly the point of good manners in terms of what this show is talking about is using them to make the other people feel comfortable, not making them feel less than or out of place. And this just sort of explores a time when, you know, it's sort of autobiographical of the playwright Jeffrey Hatcher about his experience in 1967 taking a manners class in Steubenville, Ohio. And it's sort of a Valentine to, you know, days gone by and good manners and a lot of there's a lot of references to the period and of his childhood as well.
Right. Charlie, what do you think as the youngest person here? Do you agree with what you've heard?
Absolutely.
I mean, do your contemporaries, are they lacking manners overall, do you think?
I like to say no, but then again.
That was very polite of you.
Well done.
Thank you. No, I completely agree that manners are about respect, I think. And I think that is instilled in the home more so than any other place. And so when you grow up in a good house, I think it comes with it.
I think, Charlie, you hit the nail on the head. Good manners is making other people feel comfortable.
Yeah, it's kind of
the simplest. You know, I really relate to this. I want to tell you why. I don't usually even admit this because people always look at me oddly. This is set in 1967. It's about a manners class. In 1968, I was in junior cotillion. I'm not kidding.
So you know all about
it. You know all about it.
Yeah, and, you know, I mention that whenever that does come up, which is very infrequent in conversation. people look at me and they don't even know what that is. But, before this interview, I looked it up on the internet, and there are active cotillions going on to this day.
Probably more in the South.
Yeah, the South seems
to be more of a Southern thing.
Yeah.
I guess I was 14. Mm. I remember it to this day, and we went, and I guess it was a weekly thing. And I wish I could remember the lady that ran it, but she had a little poodle that she would dye to match her hair.
I want that for our play.
And we learned ballroom dancing, how to ask a girl to dance.
Yes. Yep.
Proper ways of introductions and
that
sort of thing.
That's exactly what our play is about. Of course, it's exaggerated somewhat. It's really a funny show. And Charlie, I play Mrs. Mannerly. That's easy. Charlie plays like, what, 10 people?
It's quite a few.
Yeah, talk about that, Charlie.
Well, there's the 30-year-old Jeffrey who's looking back at his 10-year-old self. And as he's looking back in his manners class, the same character or the same actor will play the two boys and the two girls that throughout the show get nixed from the class. But and then it's everywhere in between, all the people that are part of Jeffrey's life.
Well, let me go on the record saying I was never expelled from junior cotillion. I think I got an A. I'm not sure. But so what do you have to do to get thrown out of that?
Well, what? I don't know if we can say it.
I don't know if we're allowed to on the radio. You just have to come and see the show, but
yes,
it's quite
come
a few
see
things.
The show.
Yeah, it's about manners, but it's sort of on the risque side.
Yeah.
Once in a while.
Oh, really?
A little irreverent.
Yeah. Really?
I love that word. I love that word
so
too.
Funny.
It is irreverent.
That's good. Well, David, tell us a little bit about Jeffrey Hatcher, the playwright. From what I understand, that this story really, I guess, was inspired. Was it by his own experiences?
Yeah, by his own experiences taking a manners class. And he's written a lot of adaptations of stories of big novels. And he's written a couple other plays that I've seen. Murderers and Three Viewings is another play that he's written. But he also, I just think this is his most personal play. And when the ladies from Max and Louis Productions sent me the script and I read it, I mean, it just really spoke to me. And it moves along and it's just, it's charming and it's funny and it's true. And it's really lovely without being too sentimental. And so it's I think it will speak to a lot of people.
Well, it's going to speak to me since it's like the same year I was in Junior Cotillion. But that aside, though, is it significant that it is 1967?
Well, I think because that was like at the tail end of when those things were really done a lot. As Charlie says, as Jeffrey, the main character is Jeffrey Hatcher. That's his name in the play. So he is writing sort of about himself. But as he says at the end of the play, that it's now making a little bit of a comeback. Mm-hmm. But that was when I think it was just waning. You know, Vietnam, all of those things were more in the limelight than being polite to each other.
Right, what a contrast.
Right.
Social unrest.
Yeah. Exactly.
Fighting for equal rights.
We reference a lot of those things in the play, too. And a lot of the television shows of the time and the music from that time. It's really fun. We really have a good time doing it.
And I keep thinking of Miss Manners, too, the newspaper column, too.
Right. Sure.
Dear Gentle Readers, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, Donna, who is Miss Mannerly? Who's the woman?
She's a very big mystery in this show. Nobody quite knows what her background is. She is from Steubenville, Ohio, but this is how she makes her living. And plus, I think she does a little private coaching for acting and other things. She used to be an actress, but we don't know why she isn't anymore. And it's kind of an obsession with Charlie's character, Jeffrey Hatcher. He wants to find out about this woman, and so he goes to great lengths.
Oh, very great.
Great lengths. Plus, he also wants to get the first perfect 100 score that has ever been given in my class. Because at the end of our 8-week session, we go to the Daughters of the American Revolution and we present a program for the members. And so he's obsessed with being the best ever.
David, talk a little bit about your process in directing this. And
well,
it's not every day you see a play about manners.
No, and it's not every day you deal with a play where Charlie has the task of playing all these different characters. So we've just sort of, you know, slowly built up the characters and explore different ways. I mean, he has conversations with himself throughout the show a lot of times, so it's very confusing.
Conversations with myself outside of the show, too.
Yeah, well, so that's why he was here. But, you know, we were very lucky, you know, in our casting of the show. I had worked with Donna before and actually with Charlie before. And so when they came in, and you guys actually auditioned together, didn't you?
We did.
You?
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
A lot of what I think made it work was that the chemistry between them is really lovely. And it's strange. It's sort of, their relationship sort of becomes a romance of sorts because they sort of look after each other.
Now, wait a minute.
No. Not like that.
I thought it was about manners.
But they really become very fond of each other and appreciate the, how shall I say, the colorfulness of their character.
So does one of your many characters, Charlie, dominate then?
I would say, I mean, Jeffrey is the one that's telling the story. Mm-hmm. And so he is, the 10-year-old version is the one that makes it throughout the entire show. And the 30-year-old is the one that's, you know, fixing everything and making it all make
sense.
So
when you're playing these other characters, do you have any help as far as costume change or what do you do?
No, it's all physical and vocal.
Vocal. I tell you what, a highlight, you must come see him do the cha-cha with himself as Jeffrey Hatcher and as Patsy LaPresta. It's hysterical.
Are we going to learn anything from this? I mean, will we learn? Number one, will we learn manners?
We do. Yeah, we are very polite to each other, and I do give little lessons throughout. And what I say is that good manners reflect something from inside, a sense of consideration for others, and respect for oneself.
But this is definitely a comedy.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
Absolutely.
Do you think some people take manners too far? Do we know people like that?
I don't.
I don't know anymore.
Donna, I wasn't accusing you.
No, really, I don't. I think some of it has gone by the wayside. Although coming here today, a perfectly lovely gentleman opened the door for me and
that would be
insist
Greg.
On stepping aside. Yeah. Well, it happens more and more now that I am a woman of a certain age. I'm just waiting for them to start helping me across the street.
David, you talk about the chemistry between Donna and Charlie are important. Let me just point out a couple of things. Donna, we know you from acting around town with everybody, just about right for
right,
a long time.
Everybody.
This is your first time at Max working for Max and
Louie,
though.
Yes, but they're a fairly new company. They've only been around 2 or 3 years, I think. And that is Steli Zeitman and Dolores Kaplan.
Right.
They are lovely producers.
Right. And Charlie, your first time, too, with this crew.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you worked together before in what?
Oh, I've only worked with –
I worked with Charlie. I directed a show at Webster that he was in.
Yeah.
And I worked with Donna last summer at the Arrowrock Lyceum Theater in an Agatha Christie mystery.
And Charlie, I think you are a senior. You're going to be a senior.
I'm going
at Webster
to be a senior. Yep.
Musical theater is
what
you're going to – what you're going to do. Well, so this play is inspired by a childhood etiquette class. It kind of tells the story of Jeffrey Hatcher. He's the playwright. And it's set in 1967 – and, Charlie, you play how many characters? Five or six altogether?
Six or seven.
Well, you've got Pop and also –
Your mom, your
Pop,
dad.
Pop, Patsy, three kids in the class.
Mr. Krosky.
No. So that's at least six, and then some other voices here and there.
Do you find that – well, you haven't opened yet, but after the show, do you think people are going to be a little more polite when they leave, or how do you see that?
I would hope so.
I think they would take that away. I mean, it's about a lot more than just manners, but I think the takeaway is – there's good manners.
Well, let's talk about that then.
I think it's about just respect for other people. Yeah. Respect, you know, sort of what the outcome of the play is Jeffrey comes to have great respect for Mrs. Mannerly's life and her privacy and who she is and what she's done for him. And I think she comes to appreciate that he's very good at manners. He's learned his manners. He does wonderfully in the class. However, what makes him unique is his willingness to be different and his willingness to be his own person.
Right.
And embrace his own weird little obsessions and tendencies, I think.
Do we find, Donna, that Mrs. Mannerly, does she have nothing to learn about manners herself?
Oh, I think she does. I think everybody does. She thinks she's an expert. I don't think she thinks she has anything to learn. But she learns a lot through Jeffrey, I think, about protection and free spirit. Jeffrey's not afraid to be who he is. I think maybe Mrs. Mannerly is a little bit.
Well, now you alluded to something earlier, and I can't quite put my finger on it. And Charlie, is that your character, Jeffrey? Does he find out something unseemly about Mrs. Mannerly?
Well, that's the interesting part about it. He gets the information in an envelope, and he chooses by the end of the show not to look at it. That it's not about what's inside it anymore. It's about the relationship that he shares with Mrs. Mannerly.
Because he's showing manners.
Yeah.
Right.
Wouldn't
Absolutely.
Be polite.
Absolutely.
Max and Louie Productions presents Jeffrey Hatcher's Mrs. Mannerly. It's going to open next Thursday,
The 23rd of May.
And run through June the 2nd at Coca's Black Box Theater. If you go to stlpublicradio.org, to the Cityscape page, we'll have a link to Max and Louie's website, and you can find out ticket information that way. Anything else you'd like people to think about before they go in? I mean, should I read Emily Post first?
Or
what should I do?
We do some interesting things with the Emily Post book anyway.
It's true. Really?
So come and see what we do with that.
was there any challenge for you, David, as a director?
I think the biggest challenge is setting up the stage with Charlie playing all these different characters and making that clear that he's being different people. Because, you know, there's a scene where he's playing – that we've got two people on stage and we have six characters.
Yep.
So that's a challenge to make that fun and make that clear to the audience. But I think we've got it.
We've done that.
Yeah.
Mrs. Mannerly, Donna Weinstein, David Helmsley Caldwell is the director, and Charlie Ingram is also here. Thank you all for being here. Break a leg.
Thank you very much for having us.
Look forward to seeing it. I'll be thinking about Junior Cotillion the whole time. Coming up next, Brian Owens, Aaron Bodie, and Peter Martin. This is St. Louis Public Radio.